willful deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, May 9th, 2018. We're going to take a look at the Iran deal post-mortem. We had President Trump break the deal yesterday, no surprise for that. And what is that going to mean for the North Korean deal? Is it going to mean a new deal? We had Steve Mnuchin indicate that he thinks that this is going to be leverage for creating a new deal with Iran. So we're going to take a look at what President Trump said. We're going to take a look at the analysis by many other people. We had CNN as well as Washington Post jump in and talk about this. CNN, of course, does a psychoanalysis of President Trump. What does this mean about his psyche that he would pull out of this deal? And then you have Obama saying, this sends a very bad message that we don't honor our agreements as a country. Hey, Barack, the country wasn't with you on this deal. You had two-thirds of the Senate, and we had the majority of Congress say, we're not going to do this deal after you and Kerry put it together. And then you had, then you vetoed that law saying, oh no, I am going to do this. And then nearly two-thirds of the Senate, you won by one vote in the Senate, they were going to override your veto and still say that you're not going to have the Iran deal. It was made very clear by the GOP that this deal was not going to stand at the time it went through. The vast majority of the American public said that as well. And Obama, as I pointed out yesterday, I'm going to point out again today, Obama violated laws that were set up by President Bill Clinton to make sure that victims of Iranian terror had first dibs at these funds before they were sent back to the Iranians. He also violated standing laws that prohibited any payments to the Iranians. Now, if he had a legitimate deal, and if he had gone through and he'd gotten a treaty, and if they had changed those laws, but you know, all that stuff is just so inconvenient when you ratify treaties according to the Constitution, when you change laws that prohibit you from doing what you just want to do. And so we have this legacy of Obama, and that is truly what this is. This is part of the legacy of Obama, the illegal, unconstitutional, globalist legacy of Obama being overturned. So we're going to take a look at what this means for the North Korean deal and other responses of that. We're also going to take a look at what's going to be happening today with Gina Haspel. She is going to go before the Senate. Will Haspel be tortured by her past as a torturer herself? Perhaps not. They're talking about the fact they're not going to release those records of Gina Haspel. They're going to stay sealed. They don't want people to see that. We're also going to take a look at what happened in the primaries yesterday. We had some interesting developments. Glad to see that Walter Jones survived a primary challenge there in North Carolina. Longstanding congressman from North Carolina, frequent guest on InfoWars, and a man of utmost integrity. Glad to see that he survived that primary challenge. We'll take a look at some of the other races there. Another reminder for you, just as we had Michael Snyder, who's going to be seeing a primary election this next Tuesday. We had him on Monday talking about this. It is very important that you get involved in the primary elections. That's the only way that you're really going to have a real choice when it comes to November. Very important that you do that. All right, as we're looking at international news, we have a debate over taxes in Seattle. And, you know, Amazon has their headquarters there. Massive number of people. They have 45,000 workers in Seattle. They are the largest employer in the city by far. And they've been given the keys to the city, quite frankly. And now we've got a lot of other areas out of throughout the country that are now bidding to see how much they can give to the richest man in the world to open a second headquarters in their town. And this is kind of a lesson for them. Now, whether or not you agree with this tax that they wanted to add a they wanted businesses to pay 26 cents per hour for each of their employees, and they want to use that money to do something for the homeless in their city. Now, whether or not you agree with that, you have to understand that these people handed over the keys to their city. They handed over the cash. They handed over their sovereignty to Amazon a long, long time ago. And as one individual at the University of Toronto said, this is problematic enough, and Amazon has shown enough troubling behavior that if I were these other cities, I would drop out. If you were smart, you wouldn't offer incentives. That's right. Why give incentives to the biggest companies? That's a ripoff for everybody else in that city.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, May the 9th, 2018. We're going to take a look at the Iranian deal. We're also going to take a look at a lot of cultural issues that are in the news here. We've got the Mormons pulling out of the Boy Scouts. We have Cynthia Nixon, the candidate for New York governor, who was part of Sex and the City, proposing that marijuana could be a form of reparations in black neighborhoods. So I guess she's no longer the Sex in the City candidate. She's now Pot in the City candidate. Look, I'm against prohibition, but I'm not about handing this out as reparations. This lady is kind of off the rails. But we're also going to take a look at some other medical issues. We're going to take a look at the hearings that are coming up today with Gina Haspel. Will she be tortured by her past? The Senate looks like they're going to cover that up. And we're going to look at other issues with that, as well as details of the deal, the responses to the Iranian deal being broken, and what is likely ahead. And, of course, one of the issues that people brought up in this deal was whether or not this was going to be a problem for the North Korean deal that was trying to be negotiated. Would they look at this and see an America that breaks its agreements? And, again, we'll talk about who made that agreement. Was it America or was it Obama and Kerry who made that agreement? But nevertheless, will it be seen by North Korea as America breaking one of its treaties? Again, it wasn't a treaty. Or will it be seen as America operating from a position of strength? Immediately, Secretary of State Pompeo went to North Korea, presumably to shore up that situation there and to reassure them. And what looks good in this is that we now have three Americans that have been detained in North Korea. They'd been rumored that they were going to be released as part of this. They have now been released this morning as expected. Everybody was talking about this this morning. So it's about 20, 30 minutes ago. They were released. President Trump tweeted out, "I'm pleased to inform you that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in the air on his way back from North Korea with the three wonderful gentlemen that everyone is looking so forward to meeting. They seem to be in good health. Also, a good meeting with Kim Jong-un. Date and place for the further talks," he says, "are set." So they'll be landing at 2 a.m. in the morning, he said. So he'll be there to greet them. So I guess that'll be tomorrow morning Eastern Standard Time. So we'll have an update on that for you tomorrow. Again, three Americans detained in North Korea are in good health and on their way back to the U.S., and it appears that the North Korean talks are still a go. So that's all good information there. We've had five Illinois counties now declaring themselves as sanctuary counties. It's kind of interesting. You know, we've seen the back and forth. We've had a lot of states that use nullification against the war on drugs, against marijuana prohibition. We've had many states, either with their legislatures or with referenda, they said, "We're going to legalize medical marijuana, or we're even going to legalize recreational use of marijuana." And the federal government hasn't done anything about this, in spite of all the blustering by Jeff Sessions, because he doesn't have the authority to do anything. He doesn't want a fight like that. It's very much like the Alliance for the Defense of Freedom getting the Pastor Pulpit Freedom Sunday speeches, We had the supposed regulation by the IRS saying you can't talk about politics in a conservative church, because we've long had liberal churches hold fundraisers, had candidates speak from their pulpit and so forth. But, you know, if you're a conservative church, oh, you better not talk about abortion or some of these other issues other than in a general way. And if you talk about a specific candidate, if you say to your congregation, well, we don't agree with abortion and here's why, they would say, well, that's okay. But you can't endorse candidate X who says that they're going to get rid of abortion or put more restrictions on it. Can't say that. Can't endorse a candidate. So in response to that, we had a lot of pastors who organized a protest of that. And they recorded themselves giving political endorsements from the pulpit. And they sent those recordings to the IRS and defied them to do something about it. So here you have a situation where you have churches exercising their free speech and telling the IRS, telling Washington, go ahead, we want you to take this to court. They wouldn't do it. In the same way, you have all these different states, and now we've had about 30 states decriminalize a Schedule I drug under the UN agenda. And conservatives understand that the war on drugs is a UN agenda. The four schedules of drugs and which drugs were put into each of those schedules, like putting marijuana into a class, into a Schedule I drug, saying that it has absolutely no medical use. All that was done by the UN in 1961. Richard Nixon declared the war on drugs in 1971, 10 years later, and used the UN agenda as the basis for his war on drugs. And so I'm very surprised to see conservatives signing on to this, especially in light of the fact that you can't even make a case for its efficacy after 47 years. It hasn't made the drug situation any better. As a matter of fact, it's made it worse. And there's been a lot of other issues that have come up in terms of corruption and destruction of our Bill of Rights and many other things like that. I've talked about this at length many times. I'm not going to do that again. But as we look at this, we see the issue of nullification. That is the rightful way to handle these types of things. So you had this situation where people said, okay, we can nullify a regulation by the IRS for which they have no authority. We can nullify a regulation by the DEA for which they have no authority. And so then you had some state governments say, oh, wow, we can nullify immigration laws. Oh, no, that was expressly granted to the federal government, expressly granted to them. So, no, you don't have the right to nullify immigration laws. Now we have an interesting situation developing, because in some deep blue states like Illinois that are dominated by a few urban areas like they are in Illinois, you have five Illinois counties declaring themselves to be sanctuary counties for gun owners, not for illegal immigrants. And so this is going to be an interesting development, because this is a nullification at the county level. Not really clear whether who has the authority there. I certainly agree with their sentiments. I don't know where the legal issues are going to go on this. As I said before, the 10th Amendment makes it very clear that you can nullify the IRS when they try to suppress free speech, and you can nullify this illegal war on drugs in any aspect of it. But you have five Illinois counties have declared themselves to be sanctuary counties for gun owners, and 20 more are saying they're considering the same move. The declaration of sanctuary county indicates that employees of that respective county will be instructed to ignore new gun control laws rather than enforce them. And one of the chairman of one of the county's county boards said, with all these sanctuary cities, we just decide to turn it around and use it to protect our Second Amendment rights. So it's an interesting point that they're making. And, of course, you have a Democrat saying, oh, I don't think you can say I just don't agree with that law, so I won't enforce it. I think it sends a wrong message. You know, we've already had, again, the federal government is a different situation than the state government. But we've already had nullification of the Gun-Free School Zone Act that was written by Joe Biden and was signed by George H.W. Bush back in the 90s. It was nullified a decade ago by many counties in Texas. It was nullified by the sheriff. It was nullified by the school board. They said, we're going to have armed teachers that we vet, that we train, and we're going to have them carrying concealed so that you don't know who they are. We're going to protect our schools. So that was a direct nullification of that federal law for which they had no authority to act, which George Bush, George H.W. Bush and Joe Biden had no authority to put in a Gun-Free School Zone Act. So we have seen that before. But again, that is against the federal government, which the 10th Amendment clearly states they do not have superiority in these issues over the local state areas. And when we come back, I'm going to play for you a statement by Gary Cohen coming out and admitting that he's a globalist. Yeah, we kind of knew that. We saw that at Goldman Sachs. The good news is, and we're going to have Gary Cohen, who used to be Trump's former economic advisor, top economic advisor. We're going to have his mea culpa, his true confession. I'm certainly glad that Peter Navarro won that argument and that Gary Cohen is no longer in the Trump administration. A great change for getting rid of the man who now says, I am a globalist. Yeah, we knew it all along, Gary. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight
Remember that scene in Clockwork Orange where they tie the, I guess you could call him the protagonist. He wasn't a good guy, but he was the center of the story. Where they tie him up and they make him watch all these violent films, and the soundtrack of it is from Beethoven. He liked Beethoven, but it made him violently ill every time he heard Beethoven. And of course, what you just heard there was not the soundtrack of Clockwork Orange. It was Ludwig by Bob James. It sounded very much like what Carlos had done for the soundtrack of that Stanley Kubrick film. An interesting book, by the way, by Anthony Burgess that looks at the issues of not only crime and punishment, but also in terms of what is acceptable to do to the population in terms of conditioning. And that's where I want to focus right now for a few cultural stories here. To start out with, this story from the Free Thought Project, and if you look at the graphic, they're talking about the doctor who is associated with the NXIVM sex trafficking cult. And you see that picture there, they've got right there from Clockwork Orange, because that's what exactly this story sounds like. Dr. Brandon Porter, a physician described as the resident doctor of the NXIVM sex trafficking cult. I mean, what else? I mean, you have a doctor who's straight out of Clockwork Orange. Conducting illegal human experiments, he's been charged with that by the New York Medical Oversight Board. This is a former cult member, Jennifer Kobelt, who had brought a complaint back in August of 2017, alleging that he had conducted fright studies on her, as well as maybe 100 other people, forced them to watch graphic dismemberment and rape videos. So I wonder if Beethoven was the soundtrack for that. They now get violently ill every time they hear Beethoven. he continued to film my reaction for at least 10 minutes as I sat there dry heaving like I was going to puke and crying very hard. She accused him of showing, quote, human subjects and actual video of horrific and brutal murders and the dismemberment of four women by machetes and violent film clips, including a male African-American being viciously stomped by a Nazi. I mean, this is straight out of Clockwork Orange. Straight out of Clockwork Orange, this type of conditioning. A conscious male being forced to eat a portion of his own brain and a graphic gang rape. It is straight out of Clockwork Orange, and then some stuff straight out of the Bohemian Grove. The alleged leaders of the organization, as Free Thought Project points out, were not just arrested for human trafficking. They were arrested and charged with slavery and with child sex trafficking. And there's a growing body of evidence that suggests that other than just being a simple self-help group, as some of these members claim, or even simply being a sex cult, as the mainstream media claims, that the group may actually be a front for an elite-based child sex trafficking ring. So we will see what happens with this. A lot of people have been named in this. This is, if that happens, this has the potential to be much larger than even the Harvey Weinstein stuff or even the Eric Schneiderman stuff. You know, it was a headline on Drudge Report yesterday, 50 Shades of Schneiderman. I was at Redbox with my wife yesterday, and they were featuring the latest one. It was like 50 Shades of Freedom or something. I said, yeah, it's more like 50 Shades of Jail for Schneiderman, if those charges are true. He's being investigated by the DA in Manhattan, and he may have burned his political couperets to Trump cards to get out of that. Yeah, he doesn't have a Trump card anymore. He burned his Trump card about 100-plus times in just the first year. He burned his Trump card many years ago as he tried to make a political name for himself by going after Donald Trump before Trump got involved in politics. But let's also take a look at what is happening in terms of other types of conditioning that are less explicit, less creepy, but more subtle. And maybe more dangerous because they are more subtle. You know, you strap somebody down into a chair, and you pry their eyes open, and you make them watch violent films while you give them something to make them violently ill. That was the Clockwork Orange premise. That's what they did. They strapped him down, they pried his eyes open, and made him watch these films. Couldn't close his eyes, couldn't turn his head. They had somebody sitting on either side of him dropping drops into his eyes and so forth. And of course, this lady here who had a normal conscience, that guy was abnormal. Somebody who had a normal conscience, they would throw up just watching the stuff that this NXIVM cult doctor would give them. But what about the subtle stuff? What about the stuff that you are subtly told, in your school that you go to, from not just in college, starting in kindergarten, the conditioning, the social conditioning that is there, that is also there in the media, that's also there in social media. Here's an example of this. You got a professor, this is out of Reason magazine, a professor of political theory at King's College found himself in a crowded elevator with a professor of gender studies from Merrimack College. You don't want to be in a crowded elevator with a professor of gender studies. And this is why. During academic conference in San Francisco. So she asked him, the gender studies professor, asked the political theory professor. This is sounding like a joke, isn't it? Well, it is a joke. You know, a political theorist and a gender studies professor walk into an elevator. And then this happens. She said, "What floor do you want?" And he said, "Ladies' lingerie." Not a particularly funny joke, but she found that particularly offensive. He said it was a stupid joke. He said it was a standard gag line, but she didn't think it was funny. So she filed a complaint with the International Studies Association that was running the conference that they were both attending in San Francisco. And they found that he had violated the group's code of conduct. So they censured him, and he wrote a letter of apology. And this is what he had to say. It is like the tar baby. He just stuck his other fist into it. He said, "Like you, I'm strongly opposed to the exploitation, coercion, and humiliation of women. As such evils continue, it seems to me to make sense to direct our attention to real offenses, not those that are imagined or marginal, by making a complaint to the ISA that I consider frivolous, and I expect will be judged this way by the Ethics Committee. You may be directing time and effort away from real offenses that trouble us both." Ooh, so when he said it was frivolous, that made the committee even more angry, and they demanded an unequivocal apology. And he said, in his mind, they said the episode, or rather he said, in his mind, the episode is a horrifying and chilling example of political correctness that encourages others to censor their remarks for fear of retribution. As a political scientist, he should have figured out this is what's going on college campuses a long time ago. That's why we call it cultural Marxism. It is to create an atmosphere of fear and intimidation against anything that the group tells you you can't talk about. Because once you establish that, then you can apply it to different areas. And we see this now being applied wholesale to different areas. Now that they've established the idea that these people can be offended, that they can be bullied by anything that you say, and so therefore you have to control your speech, they can control your speech. They can label anything as bullying. I mean, you just saw it with Dinesh D'Souza being kicked out by the GOP from a speaking engagement because he said as the Parkland students were trying to push ridiculous gun control legislation and they failed. He tweeted out after the gun control legislation failed, he said, "Adults won, kids zero." They said, "You're bullying those Parkland students who want to take away our liberties, and you're not invited to speak at the Republican event." That's how widespread this political correctness is going. Stay with us. We've got more examples of it when we come back.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
As I was just pointing out, we had the bizarre experiments by the Nexium doctor recreating the mind control experiments with people, showing them violent stuff that made a normal person ill. They didn't have to give them any drugs like they did the character in Clockwork Orange, Anthony Burgess novel, the Stanley Kubrick film. But also the reaction and the punishment of a political science professor who apparently doesn't want to call out or recognize cultural Marxism for what it is. But now the victim of an overly sensitized gender study professor, somebody who has been gradually sensitized to this stuff and is doing this to other people. So the extent that if you just say something, well, she says, what floor? And he says, ladies' lingerie. And she wrote him up. He got in a lot of trouble with the academic community for that, because to her, that was a trigger, just like they created the trigger for the character in Clockwork Orange. But there's other ways and other reasons why they want to have this kind of censorship of actual discussion of the truth, so they can use these political agendas. You know, we've seen Nikki Haley come after the Confederate flag in the wake of that single picture where you had the scumbag Dylan Roof, who went in to a black church, and these people welcomed him in, they were praying with him, and he takes out a gun and he starts shooting them. And they found a picture of him with a Confederate flag in the background. And so she began a purge of the Confederate flag, all things Confederate, in South Carolina. And then it spread. The Antifa Marxists started taking down Confederate statues. Then they started taking down Union statues. Then they started taking down past presidents. They started taking down Columbus and so forth. Because that is what the Marxists want to do. She fed that. She fed that. Either she is completely ignorant because she didn't, you know, doesn't know anything about our country, coming from India and her family, or it's a deliberate thing. I tend to think that it's a deliberate thing considering the people she's allied with in the neocon globalist community. But they don't want people talking about what's really behind this. That's why I had the politically incorrect guide to our history. I talked about some of these issues of slavery, about war and peace, what the politicians say, what the politicians do, what our impression of all these different things are, the different politicians that campaigned and won on keeping us out of war and then got us involved in war, or the politicians who campaigned for the right of slavery, like Abraham Lincoln, then started a war for different purposes, I believe, a civil war. So we have this story here. A 17-year-old girl who identifies as a black American has a flat tire. She's in the car with her dad. Tire blows out on the freeway. A man stops to help her. She shared a photo. The guy had a Confederate flag t-shirt. The whole shirt was Confederate flag, front and back. She said not only that, but he had a Confederate flag tattoo. And he had Confederate flag car stickers on. And he gets out and changes her tire. And she said, my mind is blown. Don't judge a book by its cover, y'all. She needs to send this to Nikki Haley. She said, for me and my family, as a black person, the Confederate Army equals oppression. Therefore, I see the symbol as a symbol of oppression. But she said, y'all associate the flag with different sentiments that are not necessarily racist ones. Cody, she got to know the guy by name. See, that's what they don't want you to. They want to keep this division between the different groups. See, that's what Nikki Haley is doing. She is as complicit in this division and this misinformation and this purging of our monuments and our history and our culture. Nikki Haley is as complicit in this as any of the Antifa people. And so this 17-year-old black teenager says, Cody's a great guy, and my dad and I are grateful for his help. See, to Cody, I'm sure that to him it is heritage, not hate. He doesn't hate black people. He stopped and changed their tire for him. And they got to be very friendly with that. And so for him, it's heritage, not hate. It's not about oppression and slavery. It's about resistance to tyranny, resistance to an overreaching federal government that invaded them, that shut down due process, that shut down all the Bill of Rights. He did not want to be enslaved. He was not interested in enslaving other people. That's what the majority of these soldiers who did not own slaves were fighting for. And then a funny story. I think probably the funniest story I saw yesterday. We got Benjamin Netanyahu playing host to the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. And they, his chef served up dessert in a shoe. I mean, not even an elegant shoe. It is not like a Cinderella glass slipper or something like that. But as look at that picture. It's a big honking male black Oxford shoe. And they put ice cream and stuff. The shoe. Milk, gold, and white chocolate praline dessert. And the chef was really proud of this. Chef Moshe was so proud of the creation, he took pictures of it with the two leaders. And so the three of them are eating dessert out of a shoe. And he may not have realized what a social faux pas this was. Maybe he thought he was giving him shushi. I don't know. But it just, you know, what does it mean to your culture? As I point out, even wearing shoes inside is not something that Asians typically do, especially the Japanese. They will kick off their shoes at the door. They don't consider shoes to be clean. And neither do people in the Middle East. So it's odd that he would do that. I mean, certainly the Arabs are very offended by that. You know, remember when they had that guy throw the shoe at George W. Bush? I wonder if that's where he got this shoe. Maybe that's a commemoration or something. I don't know. But maybe the real shock to the Japanese prime minister was when he went to the door to find his own shoe and then realized he had ice cream in it. I don't know. They said there's nothing lowlier than a shoe in Japanese culture. Not only do they not wear shoes at home, you also won't find shoes in their office, let alone eating dessert out of a shoe. There you go. That's just more culture. And as we look at this, we had Piers Morgan get greatly offended by the what the Met Gala did. You know, their theme was heavenly bodies, fashion, and the Catholic imagination. And so they wore these things, the crosses and a mitre like the Pope and all this other kind of stuff. Most of these women who are mostly naked. And again, it is a disgusting display of vanity and preening by these actresses. And so that's kind of, something we all understand that that's what that is. He had a point, I think. We don't want to be overly sensitive about things. I mean, we don't want to start complaining about cultural misappropriation with everything. But I think he had a point in terms of the double standard. Because he said, guests in 2019 will be encouraged to wear skimpy, provocative dresses that celebrate the Prophet Muhammad and Islamic clothing, including hijabs and burqas and the Quran. So we'll disrespect all that stuff in 2019 for Islam. And then in 2020, the Met Gala will have a Jewish theme. A bunch of celebrities and models will be posing for the world's paparazzi, dressed in all manner of Jewish attire and regalia, including dressing up as rabbis and wearing kippahs. Oh, wait, neither of those things is actually going to happen, right? Because there's a double standard. Yeah, I mean, these people who show up at this Met Gala, they're an offense to my religion all the time. But, you know, they're not part of my religion. So, you know, I find them offensive no matter what they do. But I think he had a point there in the double standard. You know, there's a satire site called Babylon Bee. They do satire pieces against Christians, but I think they actually got this kind of right. And their satire piece, again, they're like The Onion, except they only focus on conservatives and on Christians. But here's their satire headline. A nation's high school students are encouraged just to wear large paper bags to a prom to avoid offending any cultures. As they quote a unnamed principal in Ohio, because this is a satire site, they said, let's just err on the side of safety and have all prom attendees slap something together out of a paper bag or a newspaper. That way, no one could possibly take offense at the slightest nod to another culture present in an outfit. And again, even the environmentalist would not be offended by that, right? As long as it's not a plastic bag, you wear a paper bag, we'll all be just okay with that. See, that's where we ultimately go with this stuff. I understand the double standard, but let's not push this cultural misappropriation thing. We don't want to be a part of that. You know, that's not a part of our Christian heritage. That's one of the reasons that we have the First Amendment. That came from our Christian heritage. That came from understanding that everybody has a right to their expression of their religion, a freedom of expression, a freedom of speech, and we don't want to lose that. Stay with us. We'll be right back with David Martin.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to talk about the Around deal. We're going to talk about the confirmation hearings for Gina Haspel. They're taking place in the Senate today. We're not going to actually drop in on it. We're going to talk about what's leading up to this, the principles behind this and so forth, and what other people said. The actual clips, we'll have that for you tomorrow. We'll pull out the best ones, because when we just drop the needle into something like this, we don't know what kind of, there's a lot of overhead and handshaking and praise that is needless on both sides. We're not going to waste time on that, but we will tell you what's going on, some of the issues that are being discussed in this, things that are going to affect this one way or the other. So we're taking a look at all of that Washington stuff, as well as primaries coming up later in the program, and we're going to have Lionel join us in the third hour as well. But we're going to go back to America first. We're going to go back to the American culture that you live in first, before we get to the national and international politics that are happening all around us. That does affect us quite a bit. And you need to be interested in it, because the politicians take an interest in you. And this is where a lot of this cultural movement is coming from. But we're going to stay focused on local issues here in this next segment here. But before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, the products that we sell them. We got a lot of products there. Support this program. We have several of them now on sale. We introduced a new sale yesterday for our Super Blue fluoride-free products. They don't have, we have a toothpaste, a couple of different flavors, as well as a mouthwash, and a new product, Immune Gargle. They do not have fluoride. They have iodine, the other halogen, the good halogen, and they have nano silver. You know, silver kills bacteria and viruses. And when you put the nano silver in the toothpaste, that helps to control the bacteria that causes gum disease. It leads to tooth loss and to heart disease. They're great products. We want you to try them. That's why we reduce this for 50%, because we know that if you try it, you're going to become a repeat customer. It's my favorite toothpaste of all the toothpastes I've ever used. It really is. And so we have all of those products now, 50% off. We also have DNA Force Plus, one of our premier products. One of the most expensive products for us to produce, a way to protect your DNA health. That is now 50% off, massive savings on that. And finally, we have the 3-month supply of storable food. That, and if you get that, that's 25 years storable. It's made in the USA. It's non-GMO. Greatest packaging you're going to find anywhere. You can even reseal it for a short period of time after you initially open it. But it'll last 25 years before you open it. And if you get a three-month supply of that, you can now get the Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Feed Water Filter. That's the large one. That's the one that I have in my family. You can get that for free. It's about a $200 value. So take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We got some great sales going on there, and we really do need and appreciate your support. All right, when we look at the culture here, you know, we talked about this. It's actually a week ago that Lionel talked about the Boy Scouts of America changing its name, saying it's going to be Scouts, BSA, as if we don't know what Boy Scouts of America really stands for. But they're trying to disassociate themselves with toxic masculinity. And as some have said, maybe now the BSA stands for Boy Skirts of America. I don't know. They're still going to have the Girl Scouts, interestingly enough, because we don't have to worry about femininity. We only have to worry about masculinity. And I think this all goes back to Rex Tillerson. Before he was picked by President Trump, we already knew that he was a climate change globalist, but we also knew that he was somebody who, as president of the Boy Scouts Association, had pushed for the inclusion of gay scouts and then for gay scout leaders. That was a bridge too far for the Mormon Church when that happened. At first they said, all right, you know, we've had gay scouts in the group. We don't push them out. But when you do that with gay scout leaders, the Mormons said, don't think so. See, that goes back to the real reason that we would, both of these things, go back to the reason that we had a segregation of sexes. You're going to be going out on camping trips and so forth and so on. You've got a limited number of adults. That's why they had that separated. But more so than just a classroom situation, you're going out on overnight trips. And so you wanted to go with a situation that was statistically, I mean, there's nothing is 100%, right? What you want to do is you want to minimize the risk of somebody committing statutory rape. And so they said, well, you know, the majority of people are heterosexual, so let's keep the scout leaders the same sex as the little kids. Women for the girls, for the girls and men for the boys as leaders. That was the wisdom of tradition, folks. And so when they throw that out, as Rex Tillerson did, and we saw that as Rex Tillerson became Secretary of State, and this was not widely reported. I haven't heard anybody actually talk. I saw this in an article, and then it disappeared. Nobody else picked it up. I've mentioned it several times. I'm going to mention it again. Rex Tillerson, one of the last things he did as Secretary of State was to spend $600,000 of your money on a program to lecture Kenya and to push gender fluidity and to push back against toxic masculinity in Kenyan boys. Yes, that's your State Department, your tax dollars at work under Rex Tillerson, the guy who tried to do that with Boy Scouts and did it successfully. And so when this happened with the scout leaders that were gay, the Mormon Church said, well, we have been deeply troubled by this. We will continue our affiliation with the Boy Scouts with the written and verbal assurances from the organization that the church can choose its own troop leaders. And now at this point, the fact that they're continuing to push down this road of gender fluidity and anti-masculinity, they said, we've had enough. We're going to start our own organization in a couple of years, and we're out. We're out. Now I have people push back on me and say, you're not reporting the full story here. You're not reporting that they're going to continue to have girl troop leaders, segregated troops of girls and segregated troops of boys. And I said, just wait. You'll see where this is headed. It's going to be unisex. They've already got some unisex programs that they've had for a few years in the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. But they have a problem with masculinity. They have a problem with boys. It's not okay to be boys. That's the message that has clearly been understood by the Mormon Church. They said the Boy Scouts have about 330,000 Mormon youths. And the Mormon Church has been one of its largest sponsors. Not anymore. Good for them. Good for them for getting out of that. And then we have Cynthia Nixon. The craziness out of New York doesn't stop with Eric Schneiderman. We got Cynthia Nixon, a Sex and the City actress who wants to be governor in New York. And she has now ignited outrage by saying that marijuana should be a form of reparations for black neighborhoods. She got a lot of heat on Monday from black leaders over her comments, as the New York Daily News points out, that creating a legalized pot industry in New York could serve as a form of reparations in black communities. She said, now that cannabis is exploding as an industry, we have to make sure that those communities that have been harmed and devastated by marijuana arrests get first shot at this industry. And I had Randy Short, a black pastor that I met in Washington, D.C., send this to me, and he said, maybe. She's got the idea of setting up something like the Indian reservations and their exemptions on gambling. You know, do that for the black community with selling pot. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. She doesn't understand what's going on with this. This is going to be pot in the city. As some of them said, Al Sharpton, and I agree with him for the first time, says, I'm for legalizing marijuana. And he said, I like Cynthia Nixon. Well, I don't agree with Sharpton on that. But they said, but putting pot shops in our communities is not reparations. She is off the wall, folks. An article out of Zero Hedge, while we're talking about pot, points out that, of course, medical marijuana is now legal in 29 states. 10 of them have made recreational use legal. In Canada, they passed legislation last year that's going to make recreational use of marijuana legal in Canada. It will be implemented, expected to be implemented in the summer of this year. And guess what the effect has been? Cannabis is 30% less expensive in Canada than in the United States. Of course, we saw that. We saw that once they started legalizing it in various states, it took out a big profit center for the Mexican cartels. What does that tell you? Well, it tells you the same thing happened with drug prohibition that happened with alcohol prohibition. What it did was it created very powerful organized crime organizations. Now those drug cartels that have been in operation for many decades now, they're so powerful that they're going to move on to other things like human trafficking, like sexual slavery issues and so forth. We have created a monster there. But it tells you that when you do that, you don't stop the flow of the product. All you do is create a lucrative black market for these criminals. However, in Illinois, we have a training director for the Canine Training Academy in Macon County, Illinois, said that if you legalize marijuana, I'm going to shoot my dog. That's basically what he's saying. Don't legalize marijuana. I'll have to put down these canines. He said they're trained not to be social. So we will have to euthanize them if we are not going to use them as pot hounds anymore. But there's some more important issues. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the toddlers and the children who have brain seizures, who are seized by CPS because their mothers found that CBD oil was the only thing that was effective, not pharmaceutical drugs. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I was just talking about this couple of police officers in Illinois. One individual who's made $2.2 million in training canine units throughout 33 counties across Illinois says, if you legalize marijuana in Illinois, I'm going to have to shoot my canines. He said it's going to be a giant step forward for drug dealers, but a giant step backward for law enforcement and the residents of the community. No, the war on drugs has corrupted the police. It's destroyed our rights, our legal system. It has created drug cartels that are massive. And we have seen that the only thing that hurts them really is to take away their monopoly on these drugs that people continue to buy, even though we have all these canines and all these police departments and we continually throw out all of our rules for how we're going to treat our citizens and when they're accused of crimes. As they point out in Free Thought Project, they said one of the excuses that they have for not wanting to retrain the canines is that it would be abusive to the dogs to retrain them. Can you believe that? But like they said, but to train them to be vicious, to keep them as attack dog slaves is extremely abusive in itself. And there's likely millions of dog owners, trainers, rescuers who'd be willing to show these animals a loving home so they could grow up to be social again. But yeah, you legalize marijuana, I'm going to shoot these dogs. It's just the crazy stuff that is coming out of these people. Just like Cynthia Nixon. I mean, this is both sides of it, the insanity. But here's the central issue, folks. This is a story from a couple of days ago. CBS tries to kidnap a toddler after a mom stopped her seizures with CBD oil instead of pharmaceutical drugs that didn't work. When a mother tried cannabidiol as a treatment for her young daughter, who was having nearly 40 seizures per day, 40 seizures per day for this toddler, she was amazed by the effects. She thought she'd finally found a solution after all the pharmaceutical drugs she had tried failed to work. However, after her prayers were answered, the state stepped in and threatened to take her daughter away from her. Her daughter began having spasms when she was only 6 months old. Quickly, the spasms turned into seizures, and she was given anti-epileptics, pharmaceutical medications designed to control seizures. Not only was the medication not effective, but the mother said it produced harmful side effects that were creating even more problems. Oh, how's that work? You know, when you watch all these commercials on Fox News and CNN and MSNBC, all the cable companies, they run all these pharmaceutical commercials now, and then they load it up with, oh, by the way, you know, this is for condition X, and then they have all the different side effects that are going to come from this, you know, stroke, heart attack, death. Oh, and by the way, it makes condition X worse. Well, that's what a lot of these things do. So after finding CBD oil, which is derived from hemp, the concerned mother was amazed at how effective it was at controlling her seizures. Unfortunately for them, Child Protective Services got involved and threatened to take the child away from the family, all because they chose to treat their daughter's condition with CBD oil instead of big pharma dangerous pills. She went in an interview with People magazine. She explained her daughter's diagnosis, how scary the situation was at losing her child. She said she has a rare form of epilepsy, started in infancy and so forth. And so when we look at this and we look at moves to push back against, we had one of our best and most honest conservative or libertarian legislators here in Texas, David Simpson, in exactly this type of situation. He got an exemption here in Texas law for kids who have uncontrollable epileptic seizures so that the parents don't have to have their children taken away and get thrown in jail or move to another state like Colorado. He had some compassion for them, unlike our legal system. And even here in Texas, where we don't have any recognition of medical marijuana, where marijuana is still listed as a Schedule I drug with no medical use, we now have a law that says, yes, it does have a medical use. And in Indiana, where these people are, they did legalize CBD use for certain illnesses, but they didn't list this child's condition. And so what we have here is a situation where instead of you being able to make the choices and have the freedom to make the choices, everything to you is prohibited unless expressly permitted. That is an inversion of our rights, an inversion of the Constitution, and that goes to the FDA as well as the DEA.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I was just talking about the sad case in Indiana of this mother whose toddler began when the child was an infant, started having seizures on a regular basis, a rare form of epilepsy. It got to the point where she was having 40 seizures a day. They put her on pharmaceutical drugs. They were not helping, and they were giving her other new problems that she never had before because of the danger of pharmaceutical drugs. And then they found CBD oil, cannabidiol oil. And that is not recognized by our masters as something that we slaves are allowed to make decisions about. Not allowed to make decisions about that. So they can force you to vaccinate your child, but if you have something that works for your child, they're going to sit there and say, nope, we haven't. We're not going to allow that to happen. And we know what's going on with this. We know why this is happening. And again, it underscores the idea that even though in Indiana, where they live, they recognize CBD oil as a treatment for certain conditions, even here in Texas, as I pointed out, where there is no recognition of medical marijuana, where it is still listed as in the UN agenda, and that's where our drug war comes from. It's listed as a Schedule One drug, saying that it has no medical use. We all know that that's a lie. We have 60% of the states have said that is a lie. The war on drugs, the UN agenda, the schedules are a lie. They haven't been effective. They have created all these negative side effects. And we know that it's to protect certain industries, especially Big Pharma. And in Indiana, they say, well, you can use CBD oil for certain conditions, but not this one. It's not listed, so you can't use it, so we'll take your child, that type of thing. And on April 30th, a week ago this last Monday, there was an article from Free Thought Project. Federal court, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, where they are always wrong. I don't think I've ever seen a decision out of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that was correct. But on April 30th, the U.S. hemp industry was dealt a major blow by the federal U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. They upheld a decision by the DEA to list cannabidiol, commonly referred to as CBD, a non-psychoactive cannabis derivative. Understand that? You don't get high from this. In our insanity, we've even prohibited the growing of industrial hemp, which could be used for making ropes, can be used for making textiles. But, of course, that puts it in competition to the textile industry and their cotton and synthetics and so forth. No, don't do that. You know, that stuff grows like a weed. It's really cheap. Don't do that. There are no psychoactive aspects of hemp. And hemp, as Ron Paul said, you could smoke a long rope of this stuff and you would never get high. We had videos in World War II. Hemp for Victory, produced by the Navy. George Washington grew hemp. They said, the DEA said, we're going to continue listing it as a Schedule One controlled substance. even though it has no psychoactive characteristics. We're going to continue to take this oil, which has a lot of documented medical benefits. We're going to continue to list that as prohibited. The hemp industry brought a lawsuit in 2016 when the DEA issued a clarifying rule. See, this is, and this is something that we all need to pay attention to, because it's not just the DEA. It is not just the war on drugs. It is the entire permanent, established, unelected bureaucracy that is writing our laws. We've had Congress abdicate their authority to write our laws. They create these agencies, and then they let the agencies write rules. The agencies will come up with whatever they want to do, and the only connection that they have with the public is they put the rules up, and if you happen to notice this new rule and you want to write to them about it, you can. They're under absolutely no obligation to pay any attention to what you send them. So the public can have a commenting period on this. See, our commenting period should be called an election. And these people who write our rules should be elected legislators who write our laws. And what we have turned back to is a system of tyranny that is not imposed by a king. It's imposed by a royal bureaucracy. We had a revolution because we didn't want taxation without representation. We did not want legislation without representation. It wasn't just the 3% tax on tea that they understood was so dangerous. They also understood, because so many people had fled the UK because of religious persecution, they did not want new rules being written about that and other things. That's why the clergy was so involved in the American Revolution. So they didn't want our laws, including our taxation, to be written by somebody that is distant from us. And now we have, in many cases, people in Washington, D.C., a continent away, still writing laws. You know, geographically, they're almost, I don't know what the distance is from the East Coast to the U.S. to England, maybe 3,000 miles, I don't know. But you take the distance from the people on the West Coast, you got the people in Washington now, 3,000 miles away, writing rules for you, and you have absolutely no say-so or input in this. You can't even elect one person to the board of the DEA, or to the board of the FAA, or to the board of the FCC, or the IRS, or to any of these alphabet agencies. You don't have any say-so as to who these people are, but they micromanage your life without any input from you. And then once they pass these rules, to make it even worse, once they pass these rules, the federal government maintains that these are not laws. Therefore, none of the protections of the Bill of Rights apply to you. You don't have a presumption of innocence. You don't get to confront your accusers with a jury of your peers. You don't get to bring witnesses in your defense. You don't get protection against unreasonable fines. That's why you have these massive fines that have been imposed by the EPA in past administrations. Those were excessive fines. But you don't have any protection because it's a rule put onto you by a permanent unelected bureaucracy. So this permanent unelected bureaucracy, the DEA, issued a clarifying rule that claimed that CBD was an illicit drug due to it being a byproduct of cannabis flowers. Rather than acknowledge the distinct difference between industrial hemp, which contains virtually no psychoactive properties, as the Free Thought Project, and THC-laden marijuana that produces strong psychoactive effects, the DEA argued that CBD is made from the flowering parts of the cannabis plant, and that cannabinoids are found in the parts of the cannabis plant that fall within the definition of marijuana. We will be appealing, we'll be funding that appeal, said a CEO of a company that is making CBD oil. But then on the other side of this, we see a guy coming out and saying, I was directed to market OxyContin. This is coming from Mother Jones, putting this out. A Purdue pharma rep tells how he was paid to push opioids because that is good. Opioids are good. You want to know why we got an opioid epidemic? It's because Big Pharma can do anything that they want, and no matter how dangerous the drugs they produce, they get a pass because they own these bureaucrats. They own these politicians. Sean Thatcher was a sales rep at Purdue Pharma. They make OxyContin. You know, talk about something dangerous. I mean, OxyContin, that should be, if you're going to ban anything, isn't it interesting that they all talk about the opioid epidemic, but Jeff Sessions doesn't want to ban opioids, doesn't want to ban it. So much more dangerous than even the psychoactive drugs that we have out there, for the most part. Certainly far more dangerous than psychoactive marijuana, but they will ban non-psychoactive CBD oil, but they won't touch OxyContin or the opioids. So this guy who was a sales rep for Purdue Pharma. So he worked for the company between 2009 and 2015 in Montana. He was instructed to tell prescribers, doctors, to increase the dose and to clarify that addiction isn't the same as tolerance or pseudo-addiction. He received, so they're telling people, oh, you know, it looks like your patients are getting addicted to opioids, but don't worry. It's just a tolerance. It's a pseudo-addiction. So he would tell them to up the dosage. He would tell them to up the dosage. He got bonuses based on the number of opioid prescriptions prescribed by physicians that he visited, with higher sales of OxyContin, in particular, garnering bigger bonuses. The allegations came from a testimonial included in the lawsuit that Montana filed against Purdue Pharma in February, now part of a national multi-district litigation alleging that the pharmaceutical company sowed the seeds of today's raging opioid epidemic. And so did politicians and people like Jeff Sessions, who refuse to acknowledge what it is. Don't talk to me about a war on drugs and you give opioids a pass. You're just rearranging the deck chairs on this. You won't prohibit opioids? Then don't prohibit anything else. We all know they're one of the worst things, and people don't do it for fun. They do it because they've been prescribed it by doctors.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Let's take a look at where we're headed in terms of jobs. You know, when we get to the politics today and we start talking about primary elections, it's, as I reminded you all yesterday, we've got not only Bernie Sanders, but four prominent candidates for suspects. Let's put them that way. Four Democrat suspects who want to run for president. We got Bernie Sanders, we got Cory Booker, we got Elizabeth Warren, and we've got Kirsten Gillibrand. All of them are backing this idea of universal jobs for everybody. Guaranteed job from the federal government for everybody. And then we've got other Democrats who are pushing the idea of universal basic income. And we've got other people in Silicon Valley that are pushing that because they're very concerned. They're going to take your job away from you. And they know what's going to happen. There's going to be massive unemployment here. And so they'll either put us on some kind of a universal basic welfare program, or they're going to give us some kind of a make-work project so we can go around harassing and spying on each other. Like I said when I talked about this, please, let's not create a universal employment situation with the federal government being the employer of last resort. I don't want to hire people to harass me any more than I have people in Washington harassing me in my daily life. I mean, just the algorithmic monitoring of everybody and everything is bad enough. We don't need to extend that even further. But to give you an idea of where we're going and how we're not even going to have to do our own phone calls anymore, because we'll now have a robotic assistant from Google. This is something that was up on Drudge Report. I want to play for you so you actually hear what this voice sounds like. Google was demonstrating their new robotic assistant that will now do essential things for you, like ordering your own pizza. So you can't figure out how to do your own pizza, so you can have the Google robot assistant do this for you. And here's what this will sound like with their example.
Hi, I'd like to reserve a table for Wednesday the 7th.
That's the robot.
For 7 people?
Making a reservation.
For 4 people.
The Google assistant makes the call seamlessly in the background for you. So what you're going to hear is the Google Assistant actually calling a real salon to schedule the appointment for you. Let's listen.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Can't wait for that. What a luxury that is.
How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to book a woman's haircut for a client. I'm looking for...
That's the Google Assistant.
Sure, give me 1 second. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What time are you looking for around? At 12 p.m.
Isn't that wonderful? It even got the interesting that Silicon Valley would actually have Valley speak for the Google Assistant. And to make it realistic, they put in and all the stuff that those of us on the radio try to make sure we don't say all the time. They put that in there so it sounds human. That's great. That's your future. And then, of course, they can have a $25,000 robot barista. It can make 120 cups of coffee an hour, and it can replace employees. So, like I've said before, it's not just going to be at the lowest levels. Understand this. It's going to be across all industries. They're going to be replacing not just people who are personal assistants, not just people who are making your coffee or your hamburger. They're going to be replacing people at the middle level, as well as people that are up at the higher level jobs as well. But you know, we look at this and we look at this robot barista that they're trying to push to the cafes. You know what's going to happen with this, don't you? They're going to have a human technician to come out and service those robot baristas. And so what you're going to wind up with in the coffee shops is the customers are going to be dealing with a robot barista. And then a human technician is going to be servicing the robot barista, instead of just having a human serving humans. That's really what it's going to wind up with. And everything is going full circle. I remember when I started in college, the early days, I mean, we had, I missed the slide rule days in engineering. But unfortunately, I was there in time for the punched card days. And we all had to go to, the college that I went to, it was a pretty large college, had about 25,000 students total in the student body. Had a pretty large computer science and engineering departments as well. And all of the administration and financial services were done by one computer, this giant mainframe by IBM, the Deep Thought, as we called it. It was servicing the administrative needs of two universities as well as the needs of the engineering and technical students. And so we would go to this center where they had 16 punch card machines, highly mechanical devices. And we would have to go there and punch out one line at a time, and it would hard punch these things. So if you got a typo error in it, you don't just backspace. I mean, you throw the card out, start all over again. It was what a pain in the neck it was. You have to sort everything in a tray and carry your tray, stand in line to go worship this Deep Thought machine. Everybody was, every little microsecond or nanosecond that you're using of the CPU time is calculated and charged to your account and so forth and so on for accounting purposes. A lot of overhead involved in that. And it was such a revolution to get rid of all of that and to have a personal computer that was, for the most part, sitting there waiting for me to do something. Even with me typing as fast as I was, it was sitting there doing no ops. Most of the time waiting for me to punch the next key as fast as I could type. And I thought that was a good idea, to have a machine that was waiting on me instead of me waiting on a machine. And one of the things that happened as we had these 16 machines, and I spent a lot of time in line thinking about this, trying to get my punch cards read and hoping that the thing didn't eat my punch cards and I had to go start the process at the very beginning again. What a pain in the neck that was. As I stood in line watching this, typically about a quarter of these machines, these punch card machines, were down. And anywhere from one third to one half of the card reading machines were down. And they had an IBM technician that was there 24/7. And I know, because I would go there the wee hours of the morning when the lines were the least to try to make sure that I would get in there. And they always had somebody working on these machines because they were always down. Guy was wearing a white shirt and a black tie. He's dressed like a Mormon missionary. Always there working on these machines, no matter what time of day you went there. That's what's going to happen with these barista machines and all these different coffee shops. You know what they're going to find after they invested in this and after they hired this technician and after they've got this robot barista? They're going to find that the people are going to enjoy going to a place where they're served by a human directly. And they can actually talk to that person. That's really what's going to happen with this, I think. Hopefully that's going to be what's happening. I think it's going to be the people who are going to win in this are going to be the people who have a high touch experience. And that isn't going to come from these machines. Isn't going to come from that. But there are other things that are more dangerous about those machines and about the people who are pushing that agenda and who control the technology. So that's the thing that I have a problem with. I'm not anti-technology. I wouldn't have become an engineer if I was anti-technology. I am against technology being concentrated in the hands of a few people, a few politicians, a few of the military-industrial complex people. I agree with Eisenhower, who warned us about that very thing, and it has now come to fruition. When we come back, we're going to talk about Gary Cohen bragging about the fact that he's a globalist, and we're so happy that he's no longer in the Trump administration. Stay with us. Be right back.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as Traveler Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. For the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
We are going to get to the Iran deal, the consequences of this, the responses to this, and the potential for a new deal. We reported earlier in the program that as of this morning, North Korea released three prisoners that they held. They accused them of... these are people who went there, for the most part, Christian missionaries who went there to try to help people. They said they did things that were against the regime there, just as they killed that young man who went there for vacation and thought that he would take a souvenir poster of North Korea and essentially killed that young man. They let him go, but he was dying as they brought him back, and he died before they could help him. But we've now had three prisoners released by North Korea, reportedly in good condition on their way back, with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. So hopefully they're still moving in a direction of coming up with a treaty there that will demilitarize North Korea. But I want to take a look at the banking industry and the globalist confession of Gary Cohen. who was Trump's chief economic advisor until he lost the argument with Peter Navarro. Glad to see that that happened. Before we do, real quickly, Argentina, by the way, is now, even though it is the third largest economy in Latin America, they have now had a great deal of market turbulence. They've had a lot of problems with their currency. It was 17 years ago the country defaulted on its debt. And then they got involved with the International Monetary Fund. They got that debt paid off. And then in it was 12 years ago that they cut ties with the IMF again. Now they're in trouble. And they are going to the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, to get a line of credit. They said, as preventative measure, said the president of Argentina, I have decided to begin discussions with the IMF for them to grant us a line of credit. At the time that they got into the economic problems at the about 17 years ago, they needed those loans that they got from the IMF at that time. They had an economic crisis in 2001, sparked the downfall of four presidents, and then they eventually defaulted on $100 billion in foreign debt. Then they had the loans from the IMF. They got that quickly paid off and then cut all relationships with the IMF, but now they're in trouble again, so they're getting into the hooks of the bankers again. Hopefully they can get out of that situation quickly. And then that brings us to Gary Cohen, Goldman Sachs banker. Goldman Sachs gave him an advance on his bonuses, accelerated his golden parachutes so that he could go to work for Trump. He got more than $200 million in terms of bonuses and everything. We were all very concerned about that. We were all very happy when Gary Cohen left. There was a big discussion about the back and forth in terms of jobs and so forth and whether or not they were going to have the tariffs. Peter Navarro and his America First people won that argument, and Gary Cohen left. And then he had this to say about being a globalist.
After the president unveiled steel and aluminum tariffs, the president's economic team, Wilbur Ross, Steve Mnuchin, just came back from negotiations with China. Has the threat of a trade war increased or decreased since you left office?
Look, I don't think anyone wants a trade war. No one wins in a trade war. And I think everyone understands that no one wins in a trade war. What we do.
A trade war has been going on for decades.
And what I think everyone
That's
does
where he's lying.
Believe in, and we've talked about this since day one of the administration, is free, fair, open, and reciprocal. And I think what the team was talking about when they were in China is opening up more of the Chinese markets to U.S. goods, U.S. services, U.S. businesses. Today, U.S. businesses in China can only own a minority of their businesses, have to have a Chinese partner. Chinese businesses in the United States can own 100% of their business. We need to level that playing field where businesses, American businesses in China, can own all of their business. They can have 100% of the proceeds. They can repatriate those proceeds back to the United States. So we need to open up the Chinese markets. On the reciprocal side, we need to get the tariffs in a perfect world, they would be non-existent. We would have no tariffs for Chinese products. They would have no tariffs for U.S. products. So products would freely move between country and country. We wouldn't have protectionist tariffs. That's what the president's trying to get to. That's what I believe is in everyone's best interest. Let an economy thrive on what they can manufacture best and let them sell to the world without a tariff, without an artificial tariff border.
But it was...
Okay. And he said, in that interview, he said, I am anti-tariff. I'm a free trader. I am a globalist. And remember when he referred to a globalist, as I point out, was a word that Trump used to describe him during cabinet meeting after his resignation. He said, wish him well. Gary's a globalist, by the way. Remember when everybody came out and said, that's anti-Semitic? No, it's not. No, it's not. You're trying to inoculate people who really are globalists, who really do say, I am a globalist. You're trying to inoculate them against that by claiming that it is an anti-Semitic slur. It's not an anti-Semitic slur. And what he was saying there, and you heard him say, and in an ideal world, there would be no tariffs. But that's not the world that the globalists gave us. We've had a trade war since Kissinger gave China an advantage, since these globalists gave them an advantage. They have a 10-to-1 differential in terms of tariffs on automobiles and other products. And so what Trump was doing was to equalize that. And then you had the Wall Street people like Gary Cohen say, you can't do that. I mean, that's why he left. He didn't want to equalize. When they were talking about equalizing tariffs, he said, no, I'm out of here. So now he's saying something completely different. And of course we have the Koch brothers. Say Gary Cohen's a Democrat. The Koch brothers get in on the Republican side. The Koch brothers are saying, we need to have free trade. It's a great thing if these people in China will work for you for nothing. It's a great thing to have slave labor in China, they say. It's going to make you, it's going to make your life so much better. No, we have seen how that's worked out over the decades. We've seen how that's worked out for us with NAFTA as well. He said, I believe, this is some of the other things that Cohen said. He said, I believe that we are very good at doing certain things in the U.S. and other countries are very good at doing other things. We should buy from them what they're good at and we should sell to them what we're good at. But China does not believe that. And globalists do not believe that. See, that China has been protective. China has had a trade war going on for a long time. And I find it very instructive that these people in Wall Street and with the bankers and so forth, they'll always say, trade war, trade war. They start screaming about trade war when we try to equalize things. And yet they have absolutely no problem with sanctions, which really are not only stopping 100% stopping trade, but also really are the prelude to a literal physical war. Sanctions begin wars. That's how they begin, is with sanctions. And so when we look at this and we look at the aftermath of these sanctions, we had President Trump yesterday signing an official establishment of these tariffs that he had talked about on aluminum and on steel. He did that, last Thursday. When he did that, he was talking about this and he said, those who poured their souls into building this great nation were betrayed. That betrayal is now over. I'm delivering on a promise I made during my campaign and that I've been making it for a good part of my life. And again, President Trump, that is one thing that President Trump has been talking about consistently his entire life for decades. And so I'm not surprised that he did that. When we look at the difference between these Democrats, the Bernie Sanders and the Bernie Sanders wannabes, all of them moving in a progressive way, as they point out, you know, we want universal basic income, we want universal jobs for everybody. For the first time ever, America has enough jobs for everyone. There were a record 6.6 million job openings at the end of March, the Labor Department said, with unemployment down at 3.9%. That means there's enough jobs to employ everybody who wants to work. See, we don't need the mandated welfare system of the Democrats or the mandated, oh, we will hire you at the federal government for a cushy, unnecessary job to harass your fellow man. See, that's the jobs program of the Democrats. We will create a massive bureaucracy. We'll create a massive and even more massive welfare state. No, our job program that we want to have is a system where we cut taxes, where we cut regulations, where we get the government out of the way instead of making everybody dependent upon the government or making everybody a government employee. That's the massive difference, of course, between the Republicans and the Democrats. And it's very apparent in what is going on now and what the Democrats who want to be president want to do to us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee
gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
The very worst partisan hacks posing as objective journalists is MSNBC's Ari Melber. His show, The Beat, should be called The Beat Off. Melber insists on repeating over and over again lies I have already rebutted. So I issue this challenge. He's invited me on his show at MSNBC, but the audience would be minuscule. Come on my show at the InfoWars, The War Room, 1 hour, mano a mano, unedited. We'll get a much bigger audience. Do you have the cojones, Ari?
All right, welcome back. I'm David Knight. Before we get into the Trump deal, actually it was the Obama deal that President broke. That's why I said let's break a deal, because it's a bad deal. It's a bad deal because of the way that it was made, and President Trump made a case that the substance of the deal was bad. We're going to talk about whether or not there's going to be a new deal and the responses of people across the world, political leaders across the world. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com, the products that support this program. And we have several specials there at the moment. We have DNA Force Plus, one of our premium products in terms of its capability in terms of protecting your health, but also a very expensive product to produce and to sell. So a 50% discount off of DNA Force is a big dollar savings, folks. Take a look at that. Do your own research. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Also, all of our Super Blue fluoride-free products are 50% off. We have a couple of flavors of toothpaste. There no fluoride. It does have iodine, the good halogen, and nano silver, as well as a mouthwash and an immune gargle. Nano silver is very effective at fighting bacteria as well as viruses. So take a look at those Super Blue fluoride-free products. All of them 50% off. I guarantee you, if you try this toothpaste, you're going to love it. It leaves your mouth tasting very fresh, and it is very effective at fighting bacteria that causes gum disease, tooth loss, and heart disease. Finally, we have a 3-month supply of InfoWars Life Select Storable Food. You can store it for up to 25 years, made in America, Non-GMO, the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. Even after you open it, you can reseal it for a little bit longer. And if you get a 3-month supply of that right now, you can get the large Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Feed Water Filter. That's the one that my family uses. You can get that. It's about a $200 value. You can get that for free when you get a 3-month supply of storable food. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, folks. We really do need and appreciate your support. All right, let's talk about the deal. And, of course, President Trump got out of the deal, as was expected yesterday. I talked about that yesterday. And, of course, I've talked a couple of different days about John Kerry's involvement in this, as typical of what we're seeing with the Washington establishment, with the bureaucracy, with former members of the Obama administration not acknowledging that we had an election, not acknowledging the will of the people, because Barack Obama and John Kerry pushed this thing through over the objections of 2/3 of the people in America at the time and over the objections of nearly 2/3 of the Congress as well. Remember, as I point out, when everybody hated this deal so much when it came through that you had some congressmen offer a bill to basically block Obama and Kerry from pushing through this deal. It wasn't a treaty. They knew they couldn't get 2/3 approval under the Constitution for a treaty. So they pushed through this deal. Congress came back and said, no, you're not going to do that. Obama refused to, he vetoed that bill. And then they needed to, in order to pass that, they needed 2/3 to override Obama's veto of the bill that would block him from this deal. That failed by just one congressperson, a senator, I should say. And so that went through. That was how bad this deal has always been. And so then you've got John Kerry doing his lobbying, President Trump saying that he can't get over the fact that he had his chance and he blew it. Stay away from the negotiations, John, if you are hurting your country. He said also that this was something that was possibly illegal. No, it was illegal. It was illegal if the Logan Act means anything, because it is exactly what that act was set up to prevent. So people are saying, White House sources are saying that John Kerry actually doing this, trying to undermine this, actually stiffened the resolve of President Trump if he needed any stiffening on this. One of them said, Kerry's BS ultimately killed the deal. Trump was headed that way, but Kerry just took away in anything from the teeth of the detractors. So he wasn't going to listen to anybody after what John Kerry did. He said it was a possibly illegal shadow diplomacy. That was what Trump had tweeted out on Monday. No, it was illegal. It was illegal according to the Logan Act. So here's President Trump and a short summary that he tweeted out of what he said as he exited the deal that was done by Obama and Kerry over the objections of 2/3 of the Congress and 2/3 of the American people 3 years ago.
The Iran deal is defective at its core. If we do nothing, we know exactly what will happen. In just a short period of time, the world's leading state sponsor of terror will be on the cusp of acquiring the world's most dangerous weapons. At the heart of the Iran deal was a giant fiction that a murderous regime desired only a peaceful nuclear energy program. Therefore, I am announcing today that the United States will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. We will not allow a regime that chants death to America to gain access to the most deadly weapons on Earth. The United States no longer makes empty threats. When I make promises, I keep them.
All right, let's take a look at what some of the establishment press, some of the left press, says about this. We're going to take a look at the 5 takeaways from Trump's Iran announcement as the Hill sees it. We're going to take a look at the Washington Post, quote-unquote, fact-checking President Trump and what he said in terms of his reasons for getting out of the deal. And then we're going to take a look at the psychoanalysis that CNN does. Because you can always count on CNN to be off the wall on this. Everything scrapping the Iran deal says about Donald Trump is the way they put it. That's awkwardly worded. What they're saying is his scrapping the deal says reveals his psyche. So they get out their tarot cards and take a look at President Trump's Iran response. But here's what the Hill says with their five takeaways. They say, number one, a sharp break from Europe. To which I would say, who cares? You know, quite frankly, I'm going to give you the reactions of people around the world. And the Iranians came out and said, well, we can't trust the French, the British, and the Germans either. We don't like those guys either. So even though they're sticking up for the Iranians and trying to stay in the deal, they get trashed by the Iranian president, the Ayatollah or whatever. So who cares what Europe says? I really don't care about that. One more America First moment? No, only in the sense that we don't feel like we have to do what the Europeans tell us. But that is one of my criticisms about this. I would like to see the existential threat to our borders taken care of. That was the key issue that President Trump ran on. Yes, the economic stuff was very important. Yes, the sovereignty issues about the TPP, that had economic overtones to it as well as sovereignty issues, big sovereignty issues. Same thing with the Paris Climate Accord. The Paris Climate Accord, as many environmentalists will tell you, many environmentalists who believe in man-made climate change will say it had nothing to do with addressing the problems of that issue. It allowed the biggest polluters to continue to get even bigger, running very, very dirty factories for a very long time. It had nothing to do with trying to address global climate change in any way, shape, or form. What it did was it set up a multinational mechanism that would take away our sovereignty, that would control our economy, that would transfer more wealth to the developing countries of China and India. And that, both of those issues were things that Barack Obama got us into. The TPP, they signed that thing. They also signed the Paris Climate Accord and this Iran deal and, of course, the trifecta and all this stuff. I don't think they actually signed the TPP. They were going to do that. But they did sign us into the Paris Climate Agreement. That was Kerry and Obama as well, just like they did this Iran deal. And then the third thing is DACA. And President Trump has the ability to do DACA. So if he wants to put America first, that's what he would do, is get rid of that next piece of illegal hangover from the Obama administration, dismantle his legacy of dictatorial legislation, if you will, not legislation, but his dictatorial orders, and ignoring what the process is. And as they point out here, here's one of their number three thing, a major Obama's legacy that is undone. Yeah, it was unpopular, unlawful, unconstitutional, arguably counterproductive. That was the argument that President Trump made. And then they say, Iran, now what? All eyes are on Iran. President Trump gave some grounds for hope to those who want to see the deal survive when he suggested it could remain in place as long as its goals could be reached with other signatories. So we'll see what happens with that. And then their fifth thing from the Hill was that Trump pleases Netanyahu again. To me, that was the big flaw in his presentation. The fact that he relied on what I think was a dishonest presentation of the current status. I think when President Trump said, this agreement doesn't truly address sufficiently their nuclear program, and it doesn't have sufficient oversight of that program, I think that you could make an argument for that. You certainly, I don't think, could make an argument that was being made by Benjamin Netanyahu. I think that oversteps the case. But we have more when we come back. Stay with us.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Yeah. Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're looking at the aftermath of President Trump getting out of Obama's deal. I think we should stop calling it the Iran deal. This is the Obama-Kerry deal. And as we look at the fact-checking by the Washington Post, the psychoanalysis by CNN, I think you're going to see that I think President Trump did the right thing. Time will tell. We'll see what happens with this. As long as it doesn't lead to more interventions and wars in the Middle East, which typically have exactly the opposite consequence that we want. We don't destroy the monsters that we seek to destroy when we go for regime change. Instead, what we do is we strengthen them and we strengthen the movements that put them in place. That has been the history of all of our interventions there. So I don't know why we would expect that this one's going to be any different. I don't think that they have somehow found the holy grail to make this all work. We've got the same people here that pushed us into the Iraq war. So hopefully this isn't going to be pushing us into an Iraq war, but into something that is going to be a different deal that is a little bit more transparent and easily managed. So that's the question as we look at this. The fact-checking from the Washington Post. They say critics of the deal have voiced concerns that despite these strictures that are there, Iran could keep working toward nuclear weapons capability under the guise of pursuing peaceful goals such as their own nuclear energy program. And quite frankly, that is one of the first things when I look at all this stff. It's like, why does Iran, sitting on one of the world's biggest supplies of oil, why do they need nuclear power? Well, quite frankly, they don't. I mean, they can try to pander to political correctness, but since when does Iran care anything about political correctness? These are people that they don't really care what we think about their culture. And neither should they. You know, they don't care what we think about what they do with anything. So why should they care about our narrative about global warming or so forth? Just use your oil. You produce your own oil, just use it. You don't need nuclear power. So that brings up my first suspicion that this isn't really about providing energy for their country. But Trump is alluding to the fact that the agreement gradually lifted restrictions on the types of nuclear activities. Here's where the interesting thing is. In pushing back against President Trump, I think Washington Post makes some cases in favor of him getting out of the deal. They said it pushed back on the types of restrictions against nuclear activities that Iran had, and it gradually eases up on the level of uranium enrichment that Iran may conduct. These and other provisions have sunset clauses in them over 10, 15, 20, or 25-year periods. And they say, as Obama himself said, even as some of the provisions in the JCPOA do become less strict with time, this won't happen until 10, 15, 20, or 25 years in the deal. So there's little reason to put those restrictions at risk today. That's Obama. So don't worry about it. You know, yeah, they're going to do it gradually, but, you know, we'll kick the can down the road and we'll worry about their nuclear bomb 20, 25 years down the road. Because right now they're just doing a peaceful energy program. It's like, come on, who do you think you're fooling? This is Obama on Facebook. They say also that there is the, as they take another talking point from President Trump, he talked about the billions of dollars, and he said some of it was in actual cash that we paid to them. And so they start to take this apart piece by piece. And let me say, when they talk about this as being actual cash, The Washington Post says, well, yeah, that was certainly an unusual situation, wasn't it? An initial payment of $400 million in euros, euro cash, Swiss franc cash, and other cash currencies landed in Iran on January the 17th, 2016, the same day that Iran's government agreed to release four American detainees or prisoners. That's a Washington Post calls them detainees. Am I being detained? Oh, no. Oh, well, then am I free to go? No, you're not free to go. I love that when the police do that to me. And they have done that to me as a reporter. Okay, so then I'm your prisoner. I'm under arrest. Oh, no, you're not under arrest. You're just a detainee. Yeah, they were just Iranian detainees, and we ransomed them, and we ransomed them with cash. Why did we have to do that, Washington Post? Well, they say it was a unusual situation. I'll tell you why when we come back. Why it was such an unusual situation. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help. As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and as I was saying, we'll look at the Washington Post fact-checking President Trump. And the more the Washington Post does this, the better Trump's decision looks. Because the first thing they say is, well, you know, a lot of people are concerned that Iran is using this idea of creating nuclear power, and it's just a beard. And yeah, they're going to gradually take away the restrictions on what they can do, and gradually take away their work towards nuclear weapons, but that's okay because that won't take place for another couple of decades, maybe. That's what Obama also echoed those statements. So it's okay for now. They're going to get the bomb later, another couple of decades or so. We'll be okay. And then number two. Oh, well, it was their money all along. It was their money all along that we gave them. And as I said, they called it an unusual situation. Certainly an unusual situation, they said. LOL. Yeah, it was. $400 million in foreign currency flown to them on an airplane on crates. So they could ransom American prisoners. Yeah, and why did they have to do it? I told you when we came back from break, I would tell you why they had to do that. Well, because what President Obama did was against the law. See, in the wake of all of our ruptures of relationships between the U.S. and Iran, and again, we played a large part in that, stupid boneheaded policy, regime change, coups over elections and so forth. As we continue to do these policies, it just makes everything worse and worse. We get in this downward spiral, but we're here now. And there was a law that was put into place that would prohibit Obama from giving them cash payments from the U.S. Treasury. So they went around the law, as Obama always does. Just like he didn't have any funding for Obamacare, well, what did he do? He did a net asset sweep from investors who had invested in Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae mortgages. So he stole the money from them because he didn't want to go through the legal process of having the Congress fund Obamacare. So he just stole it from some other place. And since there was a law in place that said he could not send them the money, then he just used foreign currency and put it on an airplane and negotiated with terrorists. and paid them a ransom and all this other kind of stuff. See, every time the law gets in his way, like I said before, he couldn't get the treaty through because 2/3 of the Congress and the American people were against him. And so he just does it as a deal. You know, when you have a military treaty, an economic treaty with another country, that should be ratified by the Senate. But no, Obama and Kerry just do it as a deal, as an executive order. And then when a law says that you can't pay them any money, then he does it in foreign currencies and says, see, I didn't pay them any money. I transferred the American dollars into a different currency and then I gave them the money. See, that's what's so criminal about Obama. And then they say, well, this is their money anyway. That was not determined yet. Yes, it was money that was there when the Ayatollah Khomeini and the radical Muslims took over from the ruthless puppet that we put in charge and trained his secret police by the CIA. Yeah, we caused that revolution. You don't like the Ayatollah Khomeini? I don't either. And you know why we have the Ayatollah Khomeini? Because we had the Iranian Shah first and the Savak. That's why we've got the Ayatollah Khomeini. You want to know why we got the situation that we got in Libya? Because we overthrew Gaddafi. He was bad. What we got now is even worse. So now we've got people being traded on slave auctions. That was a legacy of Obama. How about that? Yeah, our first black president who reestablished slave markets of black slaves in Libya. That's the result of that. Anyway, we look at this, it was not decided yet as to whether or not that was really their money, because there was a couple of different counterclaims on that that had yet to work their way through the court, even after all this time. And there was also another law that was put in place by President Clinton saying that the victims of Iranian terror had a prior claim to this money before the Iranian government did, and their claims had not been adjudicated yet. So just forget about that, says Obama. We'll send them the money anyway, and we'll use foreign currency so we can say that we're not actually paying them American money and we can get around that other law. Just skirting law after law, skirting the constitutional process, denying what the American public wanted. I mean, that is the legacy of Obama. That's the true legacy of Obama that was overturned in all this. And then the next part of this, the other part of the fact-checking from the Washington Post. President Trump said the Iranian regime is a leading state sponsor of terror. It exports dangerous missiles. It fuels conflicts across the Middle East. It supports terrorist proxies and militias such as Hezbollah, Hamas, Taliban, and Al-Qaeda. You know what? All of that is absolutely true. They do export dangerous missiles. They do fuel conflicts across the Middle East. They do engage in regime change. We just had an election in Lebanon where Hezbollah, that is closely allied with Iran, even the same sect of Islam, they're Shias, just like the Iranians are. Hamas is kind of an ally because they all agree they want to destroy Israel. But Hamas is actually Sunni, but still they still give them weapons and training and so forth. So they are a terrorist sponsor. And they say, well, this claim is not new to the president's repertoire, but they don't dispute that claim. It's pretty hard to dispute that claim when Hezbollah was the political party that won the majority of the seats in the Lebanese election on Sunday. On Sunday. And as I pointed out, they're also making political moves in Iraq as well with the Kurd minority. And then you have the psychoanalysis from CNN. Scrapping the Iran deal says all these different things about President Trump. It opened a window into Trump's political soul, says CNN. This is the garbage that comes out of CNN. I mean, Washington Post comes out and says, we're going to check the facts, and then they don't check the facts. They misdirect you on the facts. But then CNN goes into a seance, get out their tarot cards to try to psychoanalyze Trump. It's a window into his political soul. It shows his willingness to unleash the kind of chaos abroad that he has fomented at home. The decision allowed context or added context to his America First foreign policy. Well, no, not really. What they're saying when they say an American First foreign policy, they're just saying a foreign policy that puts that is decided by America. Rather than, as they point out later in the article, they say, Trump surely lost no sleep by unilaterally violating an international nuclear agreement endorsed by the UN Security Council. See, they hate that. They hate that if the UN put something in that we would disagree with that and do something different. They hate that we would act unilaterally We need a multinational solution. And they talk about that. They say it wasn't the first time that Trump rejected multilateral solutions to the world's problems. He pulled out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. And he pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord. Yeah, those were multinational or multilateral, many-sided things. President Trump has said, look, I'm for free trade. I want it to be bilateral. I want to negotiate between America and Britain. Not between America and this multilateral, multinational organization called the EU. I said, clearly, Trump doesn't care what foreign elites and national security experts think. Let's hope that that's truly true. that would be great news if that's true. It appears to be that way with this deal right now. They also, at CNN, called President Trump on the carpet for slashing away at Obamacare without offering a replacement. You know what? We don't want a replacement. If we wanted a replacement for Obamacare, we wouldn't have voted for the GOP multiple times in elections when they failed to deliver it. And that's the real problem. We're going to take a look at the primaries coming up here in the next segment as well. And then we have the reaction from the EU. The EU's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, said the EU is determined to preserve this agreement. We expect the rest of the international community to continue to preserve it for the sake of collective security. The nuclear accord belongs to the whole of the international community. Do you get an idea that this is something that Obama and Kerry did as a offering to their globalist masters against the will of the American people? And they don't really care whether this is something that really keeps Iran in line, keeps them from developing a nuclear weapon, that funds them so that they can fund terrorism throughout the world. Do you get the idea that that's really what this is about? I get the idea that's what this is really about. It's pretty clear if you listen to the EU, if you listen to the Washington Post, you understand that. France is saying, their foreign minister said, the Iran deal is not dead. It's not dead. It's getting better. And so they're going to pull this thing out. The region deserves better, they said, than further destabilization. Really? This is the France that pushed us to send missiles into Syria? They're worried about destabilizing the region? What a joke.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the InfoWar. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to be talking to Lionel, so stay with us at the items of the day. But right now, I'm talking about the Iran deal and people's reactions to it. I just gave you the reaction of the EU foreign minister. Said, this is for the sake of the collective security of the international community. And this accord belongs to the whole international community. That's right. And they can keep it. We're going to do things that are in our interest, things that hopefully will stop Iran from getting more dangerous. I hope we don't engage in regime change. I think that that's going to, if our goal is to start another civil war to create more chaos, I think that is the wrong way to go with this. Every time we have gone that route with Iran, it has made things worse. That's why we have Ayatollahs in Iran now, because we engaged in regime change. And we put our guy in there, and we trained his secret police to act the way the secret police are eventually going to act in this country. The way that we fight tyrants abroad eventually comes home and is used against American citizens. Anyway, let's take a look at what France says. France's foreign minister said the Iran deal was not dead, that Macron would speak to his Iranian counterpart later in the day. As a matter of fact, they're having meetings. All these people who are in on this will tell you how the things are breaking down on this. The groups, actually, we've got, of course, France, the UK, Germany, are actively working with the Iranians, trying to reassure them. You have Russia and China, who are also in on this deal, said, well, we're not happy with this, but they're not actively trying to keep this thing together. So they're kind of leaning towards keeping it together, but not actively doing anything with it. And then you've got the United States, who's gotten out of it with the encouragement and the prodding of Israel and Saudi Arabia for their own reasons. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. But that's where we are right now. So the Macron meeting, they said, it'll be followed with high-level talks between the Iranians and Britain and Germany and France, said the foreign minister of France. He said the deal is not dead. There's an American withdrawal from the deal, but the deal is still there. The region deserves, he said, better than the further destabilization provoked by American withdrawal. And this is from the French, remember? The French, Macron, who was provoking regional destabilization a week or so ago. This is why all this stuff is shape-shifting mirrors there. Yeah, go ahead and shoot those missiles in it. Yeah, we got all this proof of gas attacks there. And it just goes on and on and on. This is why I'm so skeptical of any of the things that we're doing. I wish we would solve our problems here first. That's what we voted for, President Trump. And now he's getting tied up in these international deals with these neocons that are surrounding him. That's the thing that I'm ultimately worried about. And then the reaction in Iran. We have the Iranian politicians, the parliamentary members, on the floor of their parliament, setting fire to a U.S. flag and chanting death to America, acting very responsibly, acting as citizens of the world, aren't they? You know, this responsible international community that we're supposed to believe that Iran is part of it. That's why they've got their parliament members chanting death to America and burning an American flag there in parliament. Yeah, it, not a, not celebrating Iran by any means as we look at this. Without elaborating, the Ayatollah Khomeini, this is the Ayatollah Ali Khomeini, not the old Ayatollah Khomeini that we all remember so well from the prolonged capture of the U.S. Embassy, accused the U.S. president of 10 lies, but he never said what those 10 lies were. Iran's supreme leader, that's his title. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khomeini, does this and said, I've said many times from the first day, I don't trust America. And then he said, I don't trust these three countries, Britain, France, and Germany. Oh, but they trust him, don't they? And they're going to meet with him. They're going to try to keep this thing going. Britain, France, and Germany. He says he doesn't trust you. He's going to be shouting death to Britain, France, and Germany pretty soon and burning their flags on the floor of the Iranian parliament pretty soon. Furious scenes in the Iranian parliament, reports the BBC, with members burning the American flag, the speaker reportedly saying Mr. Trump lacked mental capacity. Okay, so you've got these members of parliament chanting on the floor, death to America, burning the American flag, and they say that President Trump lacks mental capacity. They don't understand the word, the meaning of the word irony, do they? Russia's reaction said they are deeply disappointed, and China expressed regret. Like I said, we'd like to see this gone, but, you know, whatever. That's kind of their move. And it's welcomed by Saudi Arabia and Israel. Iran said they will remain in the nuclear deal. U.S. withdrawal, they said, is illegal. See, they're going to lecture us. These people who are burning our flag and chanting death to America, the members of parliament, are going to tell us that this deal that Obama and Kerry created by executive order against the wishes of two-thirds of Congress and two-thirds of the American people is a deal that we are obliged legally to stay in. It's not a treaty. They don't understand or care how our Constitution works any more than I care how their radical Islamic republic works. I really don't care how their former government works, and obviously they don't care about ours or know anything about it. They said, if we achieve the deal's goals in cooperation with other members of the deal, it will remain in place. From now on, they said, this is an agreement between Iran and five countries. From now on, the P5 plus one has lost its one. We'll have to wait and see how the others react. And then we have Obama's response to this. I already gave you part of that on Facebook. Obama said this also, though. He said, in a democracy, we have a republic. We have a constitutional republic. The members are elected democratically, but it is a republic, Obama. He says, in a democracy, there will always be changes in policies and priorities from one administration to the next. But the consistent flouting of agreements that our country is a party to risks eroding America's credibility and puts us at odds with the world's major powers. Let's deconstruct that here. First of all, the changes in policies and priorities from one administration to the next. The Congress made it very clear in the law that they passed to prevent Obama and Kerry from putting together this deal by executive order. They made it very clear that they disagreed with that, the majority of Congress. And they made it very clear that after the next election, this deal would be thrown out. So there was no guarantee and there was no legally agreed to deal in this thing to start with. First of all, Obama, and you very well know that. Because you just were able to escape having them override your veto, shutting down your executive order deal by one vote in the Senate. And then he says, but the consistent flouting of agreements that our country is a party to. And again, you didn't get a treaty passed. You didn't obey the law that President Clinton had that prohibited you from sending money to the Iranians. And you didn't want to wait for the determination by the courts. All these different laws that got in your way, that Constitution got in your way, you just threw it out. And then you say that our country is a party to all these different agreements. Now, he's referring to the Paris Agreement as well that President Trump got out of. If you self-ratify treaties, Obama, then the next president can un-self-ratify your treaty. And that same thing is true with DACA. That's why I say the ball is in President Trump's court on DACA. He should not be held hostage by any courts. There was no law that was changed. The border was not redrawn. We still have the same border. We still have the same laws that we did when Obama and his Homeland Security secretary decided that they weren't going to enforce those laws. Just like his Secretary of State said, we're going to self-ratify the Paris Accord. We're going to self-ratify the Iran deal. They made a deal with foreign citizens against the interests of Americans and against the will of the people who voted for President Trump. President Trump should erase that part of the unconstitutional Obama legacy as well. Get rid of DACA. That's essential.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live and uncensored, broadcasting from the great state of Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we are excited to have Lionel join us. Always excited to have Lionel join us. But today, since Lionel is a licensed trial lawyer and legal analyst, and he is coming out of New York, we're going to be very interested to see what he has to say about Eric Schneiderman. I'm sure it's going to be very interesting. Interesting as we look at this. And of course, you can find Lionel on YouTube. Lionel Nation is the name of his channel, and you can find him on Twitter at Lionel Media. So joining us now is Lionel. Welcome, Lionel. What do you think about Schneiderman? What a tangled web he wove there of hypocrisy, didn't he?
Well, he certainly did. And it's also interesting to see how the Me Too folks are dialing that one back. But I want to say something, and I know ahead of time, let me just warn you, that what I'm going to say is going to be taken, it's going to be misunderstood. And I know that people are not going to understand it. They're going to mistake what I'm saying, but I don't care. I really don't care.
It happens in this business.
And one more ain't going to kill me. This is a fellow who is a boorish churlish who may certainly have committed crimes when it comes to hitting women, slapping women, harming women, doing a lot of things that are very, very wrong. There's no doubt about that's assault, that's battery, that's wrong. Then there were other examples where he was skeevy, weird, strange, a drunk, maybe perhaps doing pills, a lot of different things that may or may not have been a part of. Okay, fine. Now, but let me just say that this is not a systemic problem within the New York State government, within the Attorney General's office, a la other cases involving Weinstein and others and NXIVM. We'll get to that in a moment. So while it's wrong and while it in no way excuses it, we are not looking at it any further than a very sick, apparently, person. I also want to say that this sounds exactly like Bill Clinton's accusers have said, but worse. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't mm-hmm. know. He was physically violent. I'm not going to sit here and check off. Well, he didn't rape them. He was, but if you look at the accusations that people are jumping on without any question at all, they want him. Governor Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, I believe, who has a speaking style that does not exist in the continental United States. But he is saying, I believe that we should, okay, he quit, but this is not a systemic, it's wrong. But there's a difference between this and other aspects of it. So, okay, so my point is, if you're going to act this way and show absolute disgust, where was your outrage to Bill Clinton? Now, yeah, this guy has not even had his day in court. Nothing, which is fine. I'm not defending Eric Schneiderman. Let me make this clear. This is a guy who was so anti-Trump. Do you know? Look this one up. And I'm sure your staff is ready to go. Just say it because telepathically they can think. Well, I know what I'm thinking. They were all over the Trump University thing. Eric Schneiderman, the Attorney General. I mean, he thought this was the biggest fraud, the biggest Ponzi scheme since Ponzi. Okay. Mm-hmm. There was something called Laureate. L-A-U-R-E-A-T-E, not a mention.
That's right. What Bill Clinton got out of Laureate was equivalent to the entire gross revenue of Trump University, quote unquote. Exactly. And it wasn't a university, it was a real estate course, you know, but the Laureate was a university that was set up, as we all know, to channel money from foreign individuals into these Clinton foundations and so forth. But just what Bill Clinton's take on it was bigger than the entire gross revenue of Trump University.
Not a word. Now, another thing we're finding out. Lo and behold, this NXIVM case, now that's the one I want to look at. What's this about? Notice how they say sex cult. You know, David, there are ways that a euphemism can change the focus of something. Oh, it's a sex cult. We're talking sex trafficking here. Not a sex cult. Cult
that's
sounds
right.
like, oh, you mean like Manson?
Talking about slavery. You're talking about underage kids as part of this. Oh, it's a sex cult.
No, right. And what does cult mean? Cult means somebody who voluntarily became a part.
Consent.
Scientology. Remember the Moonies? Remember those kids years ago? The Moonies were standing out selling flowers on the corner and all that. Okay, fine. The point
That's right. It's consent, and you say, well, right. Look at this. These people may be loony, but they consented to this, and they're consenting adults. But that's not what people are looking at. That's not really what is happening with the NXIVM thing.
And who was the one who decided to kill the investigation into NXIVM while there were concomitant investigations going elsewhere? It was Schneiderman. Now, also, we have Allison Mack, who all of a sudden, she's out. She bonded out. I hope she's being guarded. You know how things happen to folks. I hope she's under severe security. Now, as this gets peeled away, I'm thinking to myself, this is the face. Do I smell limited hangout? Do I get the feeling we're going to throw this guy to the wolves and say, well, there we have it. Okay, nothing to see here. Move along. No. This is a bad date, a bad guy, a batterer, and a serial creep. That's one thing. Deal with it accordingly. But let's go elsewhere. Now, another thing which I find fascinating. Harvey Weinstein. David, where the hell's he been? Speaking of New York, speaking of Cy Vance, the DA, where's he been? Yeah. All of a sudden, he gets Ben Brafman, who is by far the best in New York. He also did Dominique Strauss-Kahn. Remember that fellow?
Oh, yeah.
That was Ben
the
Brafman.
IMF abuser.
Exactly. He also had that kid, Shkreli, that punk degenerate with the
Martin Shkreli, yeah.
Drugs. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. So that didn't turn
out. That didn't work out too good for Martin Shkreli.
No, because even Brafman, you know, there's an old expression we used to say in West Tampa, you can't make chicken salad out of chicken. But anyway, so that didn't work. But, so now and who else did he bring in? Alan Dershowitz. Boy, Alan Dershowitz. Trump's BFF all of a sudden? Okay,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
Now, what do I read the other day? I read, I think it was in All Things of Deadline or some entertainment thing. That the focus is not going to be on sexual, you know, shenanigans, but on a Capone-style financial irregularity thing. I'm thinking, wait a minute! Hold it! Financial, yeah, well, there we go. Yeah, because it might have been something involving some, you know, some efforts in bankruptcy. I'm thinking, this guy is perv number one! Because, David, just follow this one. And I don't want to get too conspiratorial. Little Robert Klein there. But this is a guy who a part of all of a sudden we're seeing trafficking. We're seeing not cults. We're seeing NXIVM. We're seeing, we're seeing people talking about a lot of stuff that I'm still waiting to see. And then we get thrown this bone of interesting use of the word, but of Schneiderman as though that's going to appease our sense of justice. No, I'm saying, hold it. Why are you making deals with this with Weinstein? I mean, his financial shenanigans? Are you kidding me?
It kind of reminds me of the Bill Clinton situation where you got Ken Starr focusing on Monica Lewinsky, a consensual an affair with, even though she was very much younger than him, but ignoring this pattern of behavior, like you were talking about at the very beginning, where Bill Clinton was violently attacking these women and raping them and so forth. And that's one of the things I think is kind of interesting about the accusers for Eric Schneiderman. You see a pattern there, just like you do with Bill Cosby and the hypocrisy of Schneiderman.
Yes.
It's almost as if Bill Cosby got elected as a state legislator, and the first thing he does is come out and offer a bill to make a felony out of drugging women, you know, which is what
right.
Schneiderman did. He comes out with this bill to stop choking women. Yeah, exactly. And then puts out a pamphlet, you know, Bill Cosby puts out a pamphlet warning women about date rape and quaaludes or something. I mean, that's the hypocrisy of Eric Schneiderman doing that type of thing. All right, stay with us. Got to take a break. We'll be right back with Lionel.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals.
including meals such as Traveler Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Lionel. Of course, you can find him on YouTube, Lionel Nation, also on Twitter, at Lionel Media. We're going to get into some breaking news from NBC, as well as some of the implications about this Golden State Killer case and the DNA and the implications for your privacy with Lionel, who is a legal analyst, a licensed trial lawyer, and so forth. So we're going to get into that in just a moment. Real quickly, I want to tell you about three specials that we've got at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. We have 50% off DNA Force, big dollar savings. That's a very expensive product for us to produce, and that is a big dollar savings, 50% off DNA Force at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we have all of our Super Blue fluoride-free products, 50% off. This is a great time to try the fluoride-free toothpastes. We got them in a couple of different flavors, the mouthwash, and also the Immune Gargle. They all have nano silver in them to fight both bacteria and viruses. You can try those right now, 50% off. Or if you tried it, I'm sure you'll like it. You'll want to stock up at 50% off. And finally, we have our 3-month supply of storable food. You can store it for 25 years, all made in America and non-GMO, the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. If you get a 3-month supply, right now you can get an Alexa Pure Pro. That's the large gravity feed water filter. You can get that. It's about a $200 value. You can get that for free when you get a 3-month supply of our InfoWars Life Select Storable Food. You can find all those specials and many others at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Lionel, let's talk about this breaking news from NBC. You got it.
Well, this just says the NBC, there's an internal report that just came out, and it says the leadership did not know anything about the Lauer behavior. And they contracted with two law firms that they hired to clear themselves. And let me
That's
kind of
like crowdsource did for the DNC, isn't it?
Right, exactly. So if you want to come up with some kind of, some story about Russian harlots relieving themselves on the percales of we can do that as well. So they cleared themselves. They conducted their own investigation. Remember that classic one from the 70s? Who was it? Is it, I'm conducting my own investigation? No, we caught you. So anyway, so they just said this, and they're saying, now get this, the irony of this. Hey folks, NBC, I want you to talk to our law, these people that we've hired. Yeah. Tell them everything you want. Tell them anything you want. Oh, your jobs won't be on the line at all. No, this is the biggest. No, you talk to them, and we'll make sure that justice is done. Yeah, right. Okay, so
they've been caught in some big gotchas in the last couple of weeks, haven't they? I mean, they came out with a thing about the wiretapping and listening to phone calls, and then they had to walk that back. And just within the last 24 hours, of course, they came out and said, oh, we got this stuff from Stormy Daniels' lawyers, but, you know, we don't know where he got it. We haven't seen any of the source, but, you know, we got this guy who is suing Trump has given us all this information. So they're always eager to be out there first to break news, and then they have to walk that back. But when it's something about them, they can hire some people to clear them.
Well, that's precisely right. Look, I could see them not knowing about Trump, but look, I knew about Matt Lauer. I don't even work at Matt. People stop me on the street because you're about Matt Lauer. We all knew this. Now, this is, let me just send you back. Just this, Matt Lauer is they did not know the extent of this. David, let me say this as calmly and as clearly and with limpidity and pellucidity and clarity. They're a news organization! It's their company. They didn't know their company. Everybody knows this. In fact, here's one for you, a little memory lane.
Well, that helps to explain some of their news articles.
How about this? November the 30th, 2017. This is entitled, Meredith Vieira found huge bag of sex toys in Matt Lauer's closet. This is from Entertainment. They used to have roasts and things where they were basically joking about Matt's, not prowess per se, but his
proclivities.
Reputation. I mean, this is, look at this. I mean, this is a guy. So Andy Lack, who by the way made some kind of connection with RT and ISIS when he was with the BBG or something. I mean, I don't even know how he got that. Sometimes you say, okay, Andy, whatever. And Andy Lackluster, more like it. Anyway, so everybody knows this. And with a serious face, he says, we're going to hire a lawyer to clear us. So they cleared us and nobody knew it. Now, meanwhile, how about this one? Call your first witness, Mr. Knight. I'd like to call the guy from maintenance. Yes. Did you put the buzzer in Matt's office? Yes. Did you ask about this? And the girl who passed out during this, did you? I mean, so this is where we are. These people are telling us that I'm supposed to take them seriously about Stormy Daniels. Here's one for you. Yeah. What was Fannie Fox busy? Remember that one with Wayne Hayes, whoever it was? Bell Starr? Another.
Oh, yeah.
Slattern.
Yeah, the one who jumped in the Potomac or what?
Yes.
The Potomac bombshell or something.
Do you know why I love talking to you? So I can talk to you about this stuff.
Yeah, we're the same age.
Wayne Hayes, it was great. It was fantastic. All right, so that being said, so this is a hypocrisy. Now, before I forget, I got to just say something. Remember Lionel's Law. You can have t-shirts made. Law always lags behind technology, okay? Mm-hmm. The Constitution, Scalia, these folks have no idea how to make fit the living, breathing Constitution. They, I mean, This is a fellow that they caught him, and thank God, using DNA through what, Ancestry or some other genealogical source? David,
right.
Who owns your DNA? Who owns DNA? Let me go a step further. I can fix it, my company, so that little thing which you have on your genetics that shows you having a predisposition to some disease which would make you, well, let's say, ineligible for military service or life insurance, I can fix that. I can do anything I want. We are giving, we are spitting into things saying, hey, guess what? I'm part Cherokee. You idiot. What are you doing? You're spitting. No, it's called answer. I found out that I'm Norwegian. And you gave them what? I gave them my stuff and my DNA. Isn't it great? No, it's not great. How about this one? Got your face in here, got your thumbprint. But he said, why don't you just spit into it? Let's get some of this stuff. David, DNA is not your hair. It's you.
Yes.
And we have no. So, and believe me, if I'm the prosecutor, I'm going to say, wait a minute. Do you have I didn't take his DNA. No, you're taking others. And as we begin more and more in this, when it's too late, already we have, David, I remember Alex Jones. You've heard of him. Alex Jones, maybe in 90, I don't even remember saying, you know, they're listening to you on your cable box. And I said, honey, I think Alex, this was a long time. This is before.
And they're watching you on your monitor. Yeah, they got that little.
Right. I think you know, bless his heart. I think it's, you know, that Austin heat kind of gets to him. And now it's, well, of course it is. Of course it is. So what we're doing is, and here's the best part. If I brought, Orwell back, Eric Blair, if I brought him here, I'm going to say, sit down. You're going to love this. When you wrote 1984, you had the Stasi-like folks breaking down doors. Look at this. Doesn't he look like Mr. Whatever from the Reservoir Dogs? Lawrence Tierney? Doesn't he look like the old man? Mr. Well, not Pink, but he's
whatever.
Mr. Well, but see, doesn't he look, Lawrence Tierney, that's a story. All right.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. We're not aware of what's happening. And we're doing things, and it's after the fact, we're going to say, oh.
Well, you know, here's what I see out of all this, Lionel. And you're right. This does hit into new territory. But in part, it goes back to something that's been developing for a long time, all the way back to the 1960s and the pen registers where the court said, oh, you can get that information because it belongs to the telephone companies. Then you fast forward and they say, well, all the information that all these social media companies have on you, Google, Facebook, Twitter, that is all can just be turned over to the government. Because we've already had these court decisions about pen registers, and then people said, yeah, but then these people can sue the social media companies. So then they pushed through after numerous tries. They tried ACTA, PIPA, SOPA, CISPA several times. They finally got CISA saying, you can't sue them for this stuff, and your data belongs to them. And then with this particular case of the DNA for this killer, they didn't go even after information that he gave them, but information that his relatives gave them. So the net keeps getting wider and wider, and the idea that all these companies own all this information about you.
And it's also the expectation of privacy. Mm-hmm. And yet, sometimes, speaking of Pippa, isn't that Kate's sister? Anyway, talking about Pippa and things that rhyme with it, HIPAA, we talked about that, because they're draconian one minute. But then they look their way for HIPAA. I mean, whoever runs this, these people are stormtroopers. You will not. Okay, fine. It's the HIPAA police. Be careful. But what I was going to say was what Orwell doesn't understand is we're giving this away. They're not breaking in. Stasi's not coming in. We're handing it to them, David.
That's right. And the NSA bragged about that in their slides picked up by the German paper. They said, who would have thought in 1984, they show the Apple commercial, that this would become Big Brother. They show the phone with Steve Jobs and that people would line up to pay for it. That's exactly right, Lionel. Thanks for joining us. Again, you can find him on YouTube, Lionel Nation. That's our program for today. Thank you for joining us.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses.
They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.